Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
We're so happy that you're joining us today, and, you know, not a lot has changed with the parks and the coronavirus and everything like that. So we're just going to go over quickly, again, some of the closures, and then we've got some stuff to talk about because Disney's, like, they're entertaining us a lot, and it's great.
They have a lot of platforms to do it.
Yeah, and then we're also going to talk about Disney destination or Disney's last destination weddings. Gonna kind of live vicariously through Michaela, and if you're planning a destination wedding, just anywhere or on a Disney cruise or at a Disney park, we've got some tips for you because she is currently in wedding planning mode, and I know your wedding's coming up later this year, and so we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But let's quickly go through Walt Disney World still closed indefinitely. Oh, I love this. They donated Easter lilies to Central Florida senior citizens.
Yeah, I mean, they have nothing to, they can't use them. So that's good that they put them to good use. And I love brightened a lot of people's days.
Yeah, it's absolutely so. I love Easter lilies. They're the best. And then I know you like this group. So why don't you talk about it?
So the Dapper Dans. So if you're unfamiliar with Main Street USA and Magic Kingdom, there are these Dapper Dans that are singers, and they're without and with instruments. It's kind of weird. They usually sing acoustically, but they're like a barbershop quartet.
Oh yeah, barbershop quartet.
So
yeah.
They're a barbershop quartet on Main Street. So it's to make it feel like you're in the 1930s, I would say. Of like those
olden times.
So it makes you feel like you're walking through a older town, and Dapper Dans really make it come to life with their music. And a lot of their music that they sing are music from Disney movies or Walt Disney World attractions. And the Walt Disney World Dapper Dans had just put out a video. It's from their Voices from Home. So they're following after what the Disneyland Dapper Dans did when they sang. But the Walt Disney World ones sang a song that I don't think the Disneyland ones could sing, because this attraction is not at Disneyland. It's from the Carousel of Progress.
Carousel of Progress.
And the song is called There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. And I thought it was very fitting for what's going on right now. So you have to check that out. It's on YouTube, on the Walt Disney World YouTube page. And hashtag Voices from Home. It's very cute. All the Dapper Dans. I don't know if all of them, but a lot of them. So it's not just the four that are there. It's the ones that are in rotation that did the video. Cool. It's very, very cute. And really makes you really want to be in Main Street USA.
Yeah, I love that. It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Yep. Oh, I know it.
Oh, nice.
That's really cool. A couple things I saw on the website we talked about last week, news.disney.com/magicmoments. You can watch the Disney Cruise Lines Beauty and the Beast show.
Yes,
they have that up there.
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either, but I'm going to. And they've got the recipe for the Blue Bayou's Monte Cristo.
I made it.
Yeah, did you?
It turned out perfect. I love the Monte Cristo, and it was delicious. It was so good.
Awesome. And then they've got Mickey pretzels and cheesy dip that I just saw today up there for you.
I did the churros as well, and then the churros, I'm going to be honest, they weren't the best. Because Disney, it's very interesting that they posted the recipe, because Disney does not make the churros at Walt Disney World. They outsource them. So what I think is funny that they're like, oh, make the churros at home from Disney World. And I'm like, it's literally, you go to the store and you could probably find the same brand. But I thought I would try it out, but it did not come out the way that I had hoped. But it just makes me, of course, yearn for some Disney churros.
someday soon. I'm really hoping someday soon. But those are just a couple of the things that I saw on that website. So go check that out. Super fun. And then there is... They have the Disney sing-along show, which I think they aired on Thursday, but you're going to be able to watch it on the Disney or the ABC app.
And a little bit of the performances you could watch on YouTube. So I'm sure to keep your eyes peeled on that, because every time they have one of these things, and especially Dancing with the Stars, they always post some of the performances on YouTube if you missed it.
Yes. So if you missed it, you know, you'll probably be able to watch it on the ABC app or on demand as well. But also check their YouTube. They've got a lot of stuff there. And then they're canceling reservations at Walt Disney World through May 16th. So just know that if you have an upcoming reservation beginning to mid-May, just keep an eye on that and call the parks or the resort to get more clarification. Right. Universal Studios Orlando closed until May 31st. And this looks really cool.
Yeah, I just actually ran upon it, which I was like, oh gosh, I have to add it.
So Universal is offering fans a behind-the-scenes look at some of its popular attractions, the Science of Universal Orlando Resort. Where can they find that? That's awesome.
On YouTube. So Universal Orlando Resort YouTube channel, they have one for Rip Ride Rocket, which is at Universal Orlando Park. They have Revenge of the Mummy. Island Reign of Kong, which I think is really cool because that's one of their newer ones. Transformers and a couple others. So that'd be really cool. And they talk about like the science behind it, and they talk to the people who helped make the ride. So I think it'd be great if you are interested in that stuff, or if your kids are interested. I think it'd be great for a family affair. Like you could watch in your downtime.
Sounds like a good science class. For parents out there. Here, kid, watch this video. I need to go to the bathroom. Leave me alone for 5 minutes. Go watch this science video. Take notes.
I'm sure they'll love it.
SeaWorld Busch Gardens, they're also closed until further notice, as well as Legoland Florida until further notice.
And one thing I didn't add on here, but Lego Masters, if you watch it on Fox Now, they just aired their last season finale.
The finale,
and there is there's contestants on there who are from the Tampa Bay area. They're from Mayaca City in Bradenton.
Oh my goodness!
So we got to root on our. They did the finale, so we're hoping they won.
Okay, I have never watched that show, but maybe that's one I should add to my list. I don't know, Legos. I would get them when I was a kid, and they were all these little pieces, and it was so overwhelming, so I never put any of them together. My thing was Duplo. That was about as Lego as I got.
You know, I think, I don't know if I told you this in a previous episode, my brother and I used to do stop motion videos with Legos. Yeah, we loved it.
With Legos. Oh my gosh. So not only would you put all the little tiny pieces together, but then you would make videos of tiny little pieces put together.
Oh yeah, it is time consuming.
Yeah,
a great project for anyone.
I was gonna say that sounds like a quarantine project. BackstageCountry.com,
your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, cool. Well, let's get into the Disney / any kind of destination wedding. Since you're kind of in the thick of it, getting married. I don't know if you want to tell people when, but you're getting married later this year.
Yeah, late summer.
Late summer. That's good. And so you have some tips on how to maybe deal with what's going on right now. And if you're kind of in limbo on whether your wedding is going to happen or not.
Yeah, I first want to say you're not alone. If you are stressing about either your wedding already has gotten canceled or postponed, or you're thinking about it, or you're fearful that it might happen, just know that you're not alone and that you're gonna get through this. And I know I get caught up with thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want this to happen, but the That is so, I mean, saying from a bride myself, it's so small in comparison to what's going on right now, and that you do still have the love of your significant other. So just keep that in mind going through. I know it's very hard because you've been planning this and then it might fall through, but just keep in the back of your mind that everything is just going to be, is going to be okay. Okay.
I love that, Michaela. That's so great. Cause like, I've never been married clearly or been engaged or have planned a wedding, and I'm a control freak. So I can understand how like you feel like you wouldn't have any control, but that's a great perspective, is that, you know, you can't really control this situation. You still have your health. You still have the health and your loved one with you, and everything can be rescheduled.
Right. Everything is going to be A-okay. I'm sure that everything is going to be fine after all this, in the sense of postponing or rescheduling. So I created some tips because I know, like I said, I'm also in the same boat as you guys. If you're thinking of this, or if you are someone listening to this for someone else that you know is getting married, you could share this with them. But some of the tips that I know is that get with your significant other and like create a list of things that are most important to you about your big day. And if the list starts getting long, try to contain it within 5 things, because if those things have nothing to do about the day or the people attending, consider keeping it and waiting out to see if it gets canceled. Okay. Because you might be like, okay, well, people might cancel because they're fearful of catching something or because of finances. But if your biggest worry of the time is those things that you made a list about, you might want to just wait it out and see what happens. Now, if you're really worried about your guests and about this virus, go ahead and try to reschedule. Now, with that being said, keep in mind of your family and friends, and what if they booked flights, and if those airlines are giving refunds. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Because I know a friend of mine. So another tip is call those family and friends and ask them their thoughts. Now, you don't need to go based on what they say. You could keep them in mind, but you don't have to make a decision based on what everyone else wants you to do, because that is just going to get you stressed out even more. But you can ask them how they're feeling so that they feel like they have a say, because their money is going in on this too. Not as much as you, but they are going out of their way to go to your wedding. So you should like talk to them and see their thoughts, and just tell them that you just wanted to call and chat, and that no decision is based on it, but you will keep them in mind.
That's really nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
And then another one is if you're going to keep the day, make a plan B, C, and D. And those could be postpone, cancel altogether. You could say that you're going to elope and do a reception at a later date. You could have different plans just to make you feel more at ease. But with that being said as well, is that if you do create those plans and it starts to stress you out, still go back to the plan A and say, this is still in effect, and still plan as if nothing is happening. Okay.
Okay.
So create those plans just to have backups, but still go back to that plan A and still plan as if everything is going to as planned. Because you might be so occupied on worrying about if it is going to happen. And then if it ends up keeping the day, then you've wasted a lot of time worrying without actually ordering, let's say, your significant other's like attire or gifts for people, that you're like, oh no, I ran out of time. We're so close to the wedding. I was worrying, and now we're about like a couple days away.
And my groom's wearing his underwear.
We didn't plan for that far in advance. And a big, big, big thing is stay in communication with your wedding planner, if you have one, your venue, and your vendors, because those are the people you sign contracts with. So those are the big money. That's like what you put a lot of stake into. I get it. Your family is really big too, but you also want to make sure that you're secure, that if you have to postpone, you're not dishing out way more money than you originally planned.
Right. You're not losing a lot of money. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
And another thing about the guest is you don't need to tell your guest every little thing about you scheduling, rescheduling, or if you have a plan B, C, or D. Don't worry about telling them every little thing, because then they're going to start creating their own thing in their own mind. A lot of people tend to do that just because they want to visualize for themselves. So just be honest in the sense of you could ask them how they feel, but you could tell them if you're postponing, obviously let them know. And if you're going to keep the day, tell them you're going to keep the day, but you don't need to tell them that all the other things that you and your significant other are talking about, because that should be up to you and your significant other.
I love that.
And be understanding of what they're scared of. You might be like frustrated about their finances, but you have to like see yourself in their shoes and the fear of catching COVID-19, because you don't know what their health conditions are or who they're living with or being around. They have a fear of spreading it. So just be understanding. I know that you want to just be like, no, just come anyway, but you don't want to put them at risk of anything. Don't put dates on new purchases. I suggest that you don't need to listen to what I'm saying, but if you're worried about budgeting, I would not, like, I'm getting hangers for my dress and my fiance's like suit, and they're going to say like Disney bride, Disney groom on it. And I was going to put our wedding date. But if that changes, then I have to do it all over again, or I have to take it off. So I'd rather just not put a date on it at all. And then if we have a date set and it happens, then I'll put the date at a later time.
That's smart.
Very smart. I would just be conscious of not putting dates on things, because your invitation already has a date. And if you have to order new invitations, then that's just how it's going to be. But all the other things, like the gifts you're going to give to other people, or things you're going to, as a keepsake, just wait to put dates on it for your own personal stuff until the wedding actually happens.
That's smart. Would have never thought of that.
And another thing I didn't put on here is create a countdown. It gets you excited for the wedding, and it puts it, like, I don't know if you have ever read The Secret, the book The Secret.
I haven't, but I've heard a lot about it.
You put into the universe that it's going to happen that day, and just think positively about it, because you never know. Everything might be okay. We are so unsure about everything, but a countdown does make you feel better about it. And if you're cooped up with your significant other, you each could be like, oh, how many days left? Let's go update the calendar. So it's a very cute thing to still keep excited about it.
You're right. And just have the mindset that it's not a countdown to when my wedding might not happen. It's a countdown to when my wedding will happen. It's the secret. Put it out in the universe. I love
it. And then, at another time, let's say if it does get canceled or postponed, then just make a new countdown. Just get even more excited for that one. But one thing I'm really excited, though, is that if it does get postponed, it does give me more time to add more things and add to my budget.
Oh, boy.
So it's like, okay, well, if I have to postpone it another year, maybe I could add some components that I didn't think were financially possible this year. So it's other things that could go into discussion of adding to your wedding if you wanted to. If you wanted to keep it the same way, that's just something that we're doing, that we're like, okay, if it does get postponed, we could add these elements, but we can live without
that's a good
it,
way to think about
we can
it.
Live
yeah.
And the last thing I wanted to say is if you have a bridal shower planned, and you don't think it's going to happen, maybe it's going to happen, maybe you had planned it for May or something, or June, and you're like, I don't know if it's going to happen, do a virtual one. Try to do a virtual one where everyone can get on FaceTime or Zoom, and you could open gifts that they mailed to you via Amazon or UPS, and just do fun games on there. I think it would be fun, because I think I'm considering doing that too.
That's great. And then you could do something after the wedding. You could do like, if it's a destination wedding, you could schedule kind of a get together for the boys and the girls, later.
So for ours, I know that since it's a cruise, on the last full day is when we're getting married. So the day before, we're already planning this to have a night of a bachelorette and bachelor party, where we tell everyone, if you want to come, we're just going to go grab drinks at this bar, and then we're all going to meet up at the nightclub later with the boys and the girls. So that's what we're doing the night before, since it is a destination. Everyone's going to be there and they want to hang out with you anyway. You're the bride and groom after all. And there's another thing. If you were like trying to get a bachelor or bachelorette party, consider doing a post I do girls night or boys night.
You know, I love
because
that.
You don't need to do a bachelorette party. You could mix it up. You could. It's 2020. We could do our own thing now.
I love it. It's 2020. Let's you know, it is one of those rites of passages, but you know, you can always do it after.
If you'd be like, hey, you know, you've been honeymooners or like you've been newlyweds and you've just been all up in each other's business, maybe you do need to time apart a little, because I'm sure you're gonna want a little girls night or boys night and say, how's married life, you know.
Blow some steam off. I love it. Well, those are great tips, Michaela.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help. Really, this is awesome. The stuff that I've been doing or I've been thinking about, so hopefully you guys could benefit.
Those are really great tips, and like you said, everything's gonna be okay, and just remember the things that you do have. And, you know, just focus on that and everything else will work out. All right. So kind of what we've replaced as the theme park tip of the week is, what are we watching? Because we're all cooped up in the house. We should be staying in as much as possible. And there's a lot of entertainment out there. So Michaela, what are you watching now?
So I am watching Arrested Development. I needed something a little lighthearted than Ozark. But yeah. It still has Jason Bateman, and it's Arrested Development is also on Netflix. I love Arrested Development, but I haven't watched this new season, so I'm going to watch that, and then I'm going to go back to All American, and then I'm going to go back to Ozark. So I'm just doing a little dosage of each. I'm not going to watch the whole series of things.
That's awesome. I love it.
What about you? What are you watching?
Well, last weekend I watched Barry on HBO, literally in a day and a half. They're really short, 30-minute or less episodes, and they're only two seasons, and I think in each season there are eight. So it's really like 8 hours of television when you think about it.
Is that the one with Bill Hader?
Yes, it is. So his character is a hitman turned actor. So, and I mean, it's a little dark. I mean, I like things that are a little dark, but it is funny. Like, there are moments where I laughed out loud, I think at least once per episode. And Henry Winkler's in it, and he's great. He won an award for it.
He's in Arrested Development, too.
Oh my gosh, I love Henry Winkler, the Fonz. I love him.
It's so funny because Arrested Development also has Ron Howard. He's the narrator. Oh, and he really showed up in this season, so. I was like, oh my God, I want them to talk to each other.
That's so cool.
Sorry, I just hijacked your thing. I was like, wait, Henry Winkler.
No. So I watched that. I don't know. Did I mention I watched Jack Ryan on Amazon? I watched the second season of that, which it's, oh goodness, John Krasinski, who I love in an action role. So that season two was really good. And yeah, I'm kind of trying to decide what I'm going to watch next, I think, because I've never seen an episode, and people are going to kill me, but I've never seen an episode of The Sopranos.
I never either.
Well, you're much younger than me.
I know, but I also, I want to see the prequel series or movie that's going to come out, so I have to get up on that.
Okay, so maybe our next task in the next couple of weeks is starting a Sopranos. So I think I might start Sopranos this weekend. So we'll see. And those are heavy. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So
you are.
It'll probably take me a while. Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch Game of Thrones until 3 weeks before the finale aired. And I watched Game of Thrones. I probably finished the series in about a month. So, you know, I can dig in and knock out a bunch of episodes.
Well, that's good. I mean, it also gets your mind off a lot of things too, I bet.
Yes. Which my therapist says is very
helpful.
You
know, it is helpful to think about other things other than the news.
Yes, other than the news and work, if you're able to still have a job. Okay, Michaela, anything else you want to add before we go?
No, that's all. But just know that I am in your same boat. And we do have the email, right?
Yes, we do. themeparksandrec@gmail.com.
Yeah, so if you have any questions or if you want to vent to us about maybe if you have a destination wedding and or a wedding in general and you're very nervous, talk to me because I am too.
Yeah. Shoot us an email. All right, Michaela, thank you so much. I miss your face. And everybody, wash your hands, stay healthy, be kind to everybody, and we'll get through this together. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.